Philomath by Devin Walker Figueroa. Love of learning is what Philomath means. This side of a ghost town, what kids are here hang out in gravel parking lots and hunt pixelated deer at the woodsman. They break into gutted sanctuaries of timber mills, looking for places to leave their neon aerosoled names. In Philomath, Begg's Tires is the only place to buy new chains. Cherry Trees, the best price on feed. And Ray's has everything, from meds to milk to Lucky Strikes and pocket knives. The only outlet in Philomath sells wood, the kind that grows just here and in the Holy Lands. True Value boasts all the sturdy deadbolts for when the back door's gone busted again. My friend Megan is still giving out blowjobs to mechanics and drinking red cough syrup until she doesn't care about her stepdad walking around, covered in nothing but sweat and dirt. "Me and you are gonna get trashed tonight," she says to me every night. I ask my dad if Megan can move in, and he says, 12 cats and 2 dogs are enough. In Philomath, I'd be lying if I said people don't get saved every week at the Nazarene Church, where Megan and I go to vacation Bible school and sing about going straight to heaven or down the hole, where the pastor slips nylons over our faces and tells us to suck pudding from a bucket just to show how far we'll go to be forgiven. We swallow it all, because this is how you get close to God in Philomath. When Megan's dad learns that she's saved and he's not, he teaches her a lesson about being sorry and how God is not watching Philomath. On Monday, Megan's eyes can hardly open, and our school bans liquid paper and permanent markers and the word bomb because they could cause us to die before our time. Megan spends breaks in the bathroom, and I know not to follow her. I go to the library, where I check out A Season in Hell, because they don't have illuminations and never will. And I feel alone around all the smart kids who raise up pigs to pay for college. They belong to 4-H and know how to sell living meat to the highest bidder. They get made fun of by people like Megan and me, and the boys who only wear camo, and talk about the beauty of a deer spitting up its life. And most anybody the teachers have given up on, which is nearly everyone. I care about Philomath and its love of learning bumper stickers that turn invisible under mud, its historical society that hangs quilts over the walls of Paul's Place, where loggers get bottomless Joe, that documents every haunting, every sighting of a ghost, and Megan is still in the bathroom stall, learning what it means to be in Philomath for good.